Welcome, welcome, Yellow Page Radio. We're here. WBCALP 102.9 FM Boston. Boston's community radio station sponsored by Triad Veterans League in association with BNN Media Service. We're really, really happy to be here to bring you a little cheer and talk about some other things that might not be cheerful. But we got to get it out. You know, but before we get that part out, we want to welcome, and I mean welcome, two gentlemen that are more than noisemakers. I mean, they're music makers. And I'm going to let them introduce themselves and the name of their organization, and then we're going to get into it. Hello, folks. What you doing over there? What's your name?
Well, my name is Jabir Pope. Okay. I'm the leader of the OGs, which is an old school singing group. OG stands for Original Gentleman.
All right.
And I'm joined by my partner in crime, as it were.
Mm-hmm. Albert Brown.
Albert Brown. I like partner in song better than partner in crime.
That works, that? Too.
Let's work with that. Mm-hmm. Original Gentleman. I never knew that there could be another name. Well, OG, you know, they were some of the old gangsters and stuff like that, man. I appreciate you saying that because you guys are doing some original music. You know, we have been going through a lot of things, rhythm and blues and hip-hop and spoken word, and seems like people just forgot about the music that you guys sing.
Yeah. The old school. A lot of stuff has evolved and changed over the years.
But it's still room for OGs.
Absolutely. There always will be.
There's still room for the music that brings you close to the young lady that you're dancing with. And we want to talk a little bit about, you know, how you feel about being out here competing with the present, you know, sway of music along. Well, hip-hop.
I feel like this is, there's music for everybody.
Okay.
For everybody. Music, they say, calms the savage beast.
Okay.
And I believe that positive music enriches the soul, helps us emotionally, get through different things, and just helps heal.
Yeah.
Heal.
Yeah. How does the audiences respond to you when you get into your music? I mean, you know, because I know you guys been singing a little while together, the OGs, and how does the audience respond to you? You know, they
pretty enthusiastic. If I could just add a footnote to what Al just laid out, is that I happen to be a fan of hip hop, just as long as it's saying something positive and like that. However, you know, we do what we do because that's where we come from. We come up with the Delphonics and the Temptations and that whole genre. We also came up with the Energetics and the Ambitions and like that, who were Boston's greatest at one point.
Folks, I just want to say that before I go any further in this conversation, please understand that I am not knocking hip hop. I would never do that because hip hop is a part of our culture. They've done a lot with it. As a matter of fact, I was looking at Mary J. Blige this morning on a television program, some things that she's doing around Mother's Day that was very inspiring. Mm-hmm. And she talked about, you know, her trials and tribulations going through that. And we got some people here that are not competing. They're just singing the music that I remember. Mm-hmm. You know, the lyrics. I could understand the lyrics, you know, and I could sing with the song. But right now, when they jump up and get busy, I can't get there right now. But maybe, you know, I'll be around my grandkids. Sometime they get vocal, and I might say a word or two. But I'm not gonna ever knock hip hop.
Right.
You know, I appreciate the, 'cause you gotta really look at. our history and how people would, like back in the days of Frankie Lyman, you know, he went through a lot and people was taking our music and not giving us what we were supposed to give and stuff, man. And they still might try, but they're not as successful as they used to be because of people like Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, you know, demanding their original music, man. You know, Michael Jackson, man, you know, so.
Prince.
How we locate you? What's your mailing address? So you have an email in case somebody might hear you on the show and want to be interested in possibly seeing if they can book you.
An email, you could email me at Jabir Pope, that's JABIRPOPE, just like the Vatican, 615@gmail.com.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to do that one more time without the Vatican. You know, we want to make sure that we have the clarity. And if there's a phone number, give that phone number too.
Sure. It's Jabir Pope, JABIRPOPE, 615@gmail.com.
Okay.
I can also be reached at 857-385-8152. That's 857-385-8152.
We'll be right back, folks. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back.
The Oscar Michonne Family Theater Program Company welcomes those seeking to learn about theater and performance. We offer classes that bring out your talent and improve it. Want to get involved in theater production, acting, or singing? Then you can visit our website at theomtc.com. That's theomtc.com.
The Oscar Michaud Family Theater Program is a Boston nonprofit. They hope to teach the importance of community service through the art of theater, looking to establish a year-round community-based family theater organization with full theater productions by people from the community. For more information, you can visit www.oscarmichaudrep.tripod.com.
Folks, this is back again with The Other Page Radio, brought to you by Triad Veterans League. And if you notice that, we had a backup on that PSA about the Oscar Michaud Family Theater Program Company, founded in 1997. So that means that we've been around since last century. And we're getting ready, after coming off the stage over at the Regent Theater in Arlington, we are going to do some reshaping, and we're going to be dealing with some auditions. But we're going to keep the cast that we got now, but we're going to create some understudies because we're going to do another production called Can't Go Home, written by yours truly. And I'm truly blessed to let you know that you can reach us at 857-204-5312. And our website is theomtc.com. theomtc.com. And I hope that sparks some interest when we go on social media advertising our upcoming auditions. That'll be open auditions, all right? And back to my guest today, back to two gentlemen that have, you know, sustained the music, man, in different places and different spaces. And, you know, we're just proud of them coming in and sharing a little bit about what they're doing in the community right now, right now. Where you guys just coming from? Where did you do something recently?
Well, recently we just did an anniversary party for a married couple. They were celebrating their fifth anniversary.
The fifth anniversary?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So we performed for them. Prior to that, we did a New Year's Eve event at the Post in Dedham, was it?
BFW Post in Dedham.
BFW Post in Dedham.
Okay. Okay.
So we've been kind of making our rounds. But I'd like to share with our audience a little background.
Okay.
My brother here, Al, and I were wrongly convicted and did 38 years in prison. And that's where the OGs were born. The birth of the OGs took place behind the walls of prison. And that's basically how we did our bit, trying to mentor to the young and keeping our sound alive.
Yeah.
So we decided to bring that home. When we came home, we noticed that our music had basically disappeared from the landscape. You know, we heard a lot of hip hop and reggae and other forms of music, but it seems like the old school R&B had kind of disappeared from the landscape. So we decided to come together and reestablish it out here in the community the way we were rolling inside. So that was the inspiration for us reuniting, for lack of a better phrase.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So now we're in the process of preparing this Mother's Day event, which we expect to take place on May 10th at Prince Hall.
At Prince Hall?
At Prince Hall, absolutely.
Just came out of Prince Hall for Veterans Day.
Okay.
And now you're getting ready to go up in there. So you got to send us a flyer so we can get that out for you, okay?
We'll do. We just did Kwanzaa there.
Okay, Kwanzaa.
At Prince Hall.
So that's a big one there, Kwanzaa, huh?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I even wrote an anthem for Kwanzaa. We performed it there.
All right, so let me ask you this. What's up with your writing for a new CD?
Well, we did a lot of music inside, and I brought a lot of it home with us, at least an album of it. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're in the process now of getting in the studio and trying to remaster some of the tracks and like that and update it and like that. Unfortunately, the whole team that worked with us inside, many of them still remain inside. And so we're putting together new people and like that in order to get the job done.
Okay, folks, I just want to interrupt my guest today and was just reminded that the 1544 Project is a component of TRS, a program founded by Wilbur Brown. Wilbur Brown, my man, you know him, because he was there too at MCI, Post Office Box 43.
Sure.
Okay, we want to remind folks that they're doing on May 18th, at 1544 Columbus Avenue, Wilbur Brown will be roasted by his colleagues and people that know the work that he is involved in the community and has so been for quite some time. Even when they flipped him back behind the walls, he came out and continued that work. One of the things that we want to do is not to allow our past to hold us hostage from doing things in the future. There are so many people doing my tour of duty at MCI Norfolk, Walpole and Concord, that gave me some insight on how I could do things better and not think that I'm better than. And I want to go back to your narrative about your singing inside and being on the stage and allowing us to hear your music and share your talent and what it did for me. You know, it gave me an opportunity to remember and separate myself during that performance or those performances that I saw you guys do. And it helped me. Because what I saw and what I heard was a determination not to give up. I didn't know your other information that has you in there. But you seem like, you know, your focus was to get the music into the spirit. Absolutely. And I want to thank you for that. I want to say to you and to all the others that are still there, we can't give up.
Absolutely.
There is no room for giving up. We'll be right back, folks. This is The Other Page Radio. We'll be right back with our guests.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I just want to piggyback on that PSA because somebody called me yesterday or emailed me, you know, communicated with me about the governor, Governor Healey, announcing that there was a $20 million grant going to the Veterans, Secretary of Veterans Affairs, John Santiago, who I know, for housing for homeless veterans. And I said, wow, that's good. Yeah, that's good, but $200 million ain't no money. If you're going to give something to the veteran, especially African-American veterans, because they have always been on the front end.
Absolutely.
They never, ever, ever, ever intended for us to be the brave men and women who have fought for this country since before 1776 under racist, systemic racism. If you can think about giving other countries money like $60 billion to kill each other, and you can only give the veteran $20 million, and by the time you present the $20 million, you got a whole lot of consultants coming in there to get a piece of that money. And so when you actually have a plan, you're not going to have $20 million. So what I suggested in an email today that I just sent out asking people to be ready for a draft letter that I'm going to send them, community leaders and veterans, regarding we need $100 million for the veterans homeless to create a model, because it's across the country. A lot of veterans don't say that they are veterans, and we've done research, scientific research on this matter, because they don't trust the government because of the things they went through and came home all dull-eyed and unable to share their story because they had PTSD. And a lot of people that are incarcerated that try to cope are out here with that. And some of them are veterans.
Absolutely.
So I say to them as a suggestion, since you're closing all these schools in Boston, that not only do you give more than $20 million, but you give us a couple of them buildings so that we can create workforce development and build a place of respect for our veterans, male and female, particularly African-American veterans. That's my take. That's my take, folks. And I've been talking about this for 25 years with Tribe Veterans League, and I can't think of a better place to talk about it than on this radio program and on our TV program, which will go up next week. So you're going to hear from me. You're going to hear from me. You're going to get continue to get the emails that I'll be sending out about veterans. You know, we go into the prisons and we find that there are veterans in the prisons and they're not getting the services that they need, because when they went in, they was all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And when they came out, based on what they were doing and their encounters, they couldn't cope. Their eyes was dull and they didn't want to talk about what was going on while they were carrying the gun to kill. This is The Other Page Radio, WBCALP 102.9 FM Boston. Who's some of the groups that influenced you guys, man, when y'all was organizing up there, man? How did y'all come together, man? I know the structure of the facility. How did y'all meet and say, look, we got something here, let's do this?
Well, Al and I are childhood friends, and so we...
And
we come up, you know, in the era where, you know, guys would get their little drink and stand on the corner and harmonize and like that.
Yeah.
And so we grew up with that. And so when we went inside, you know, that's something that we did better than we did anything else. It was also a way for us to communicate with the population that we was in at the time.
You know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about in New York, because, you know, they had a hallway on 115th Street, you know, 101, what's 115th Street? And they had a hallway, man. They had, you know, they had like the, you know, like the echoes. And all that, you
know, the acoustics.
Yeah, right, acoustics, hallway acoustics. And we would get down there, man, in that hallway, right? And all of a sudden, man, the water came down from upstairs. And then you hear the door close. Somebody sent some water down on us, man. Get out my hallway. But look, when you guys were young and stuff, man, and singing, was y'all singing? Did the girls come around and hang out with you?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there was some of that.
Yeah, yeah.
But the bulk of what we did was was after our maturity. Okay. Because at that time we were in prison. Like I said, we did almost four decades wrongly convicted. And so, but we spent that time mentoring to the youth that was in the inside with us, as well as our peers and like that. And we did a lot of that through our music. And we invited them to share some of the, you know, talking about hip hop earlier, we had some young brothers that were into hip hop, and they approached us after they saw our first show and wanted to join us.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is one of our proudest moments, because we asked them, what did they do? And they told us that they rapped. Mm-hmm. And it was like, let me hear what y'all are doing. And they started talking crazy, you know what I mean, about killing this and be that. And we was like, yo, we don't do that, man. Y'all have to calm that down, man. And God bless them, man. They switched it up, man, and they started doing some positive things, man, and came back at us and was like, can we get down now? It's like, absolutely, you can get down with that.
Yeah. I remember, man. You know,
So we absolutely embrace hip hop. And the two most important things for us was, one, music was therapy for us. So we knew it was could work. Was therapy for us. We knew it could also be therapy for other people. And two, we wanted to send our positive messages out to the community,
yeah,
you know, to the young people and to the families. You know, we know that more can be done, mm-hmm, to get our communities back. And we went as far as to create a program called SOC, S-O-C, and ROCK, an acronym for Save Our Children and Reclaim Our Community. Mm-hmm. And we came up with this rap song, mm-hmm, and the hook went something like this. No more dying, no more mothers crying, save our children and reclaim our communities, y'all. Now that was the hook in harmony. Now we had a rapper rap positive rap, you know, and so this hook, we made it for mothers, grandmothers, aunties, sisters, because this is what they would be saying. No more dying, no more mothers crying. Save our children and reclaim our community. We believe that our communities can be much safer places in which to raise our families, in which to live, if we get the leadership out here and get our folks to all hands on deck to be a part of it, we can do it.
And I would add a footnote to that the streets have done a poor job of raising our children. It's time for fathers to return, you know, to the lives of their children and put their hand in raising them correctly. Most of the people that's in our generation, we come from old school, so we were raised right. Our parents gave us good values, even though that we didn't always obey them, but we had, they were instilled in us. And as we matured, then we begin to pass that on.
Well, I just want to say, right, I'm glad you said what you said, right? But I remember, man, talking to Randy, your brother Randy, and mm-hmm, later on talking to Ben, because I'm not from this part of, you know, America, man. I'm out of New York, right? Mm-hmm. And I got a chance, man, to talk to your brothers, man, and they talked about your mother. I think your mother was a nurse, is that right?
Yep, she was.
And your
one
sister.
One of my sisters, yes, yep. One of my sisters,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah. So I kind of understand, man, that, you know, our behavior, sometimes we think that we got it all, man, and later on we get an opportunity to recall. I'm sure that when you was incarcerated and you had to think about some of the things that you had learned earlier, man, from your mother, man.
You and know, my father.
And your dad, yeah, I mean, because we talked about that, man.
My father, God bless him, man, he had a sixth grade education, man, but he remained among the wisest people that I've ever known.
Yeah, he knew how to apply his wisdom, man. And so, you know, we got to always, you know, look to help people and to encourage people, because success can only occur, man, when you are encouraged.
Educate, know. Motivate, and uplift.
Yeah. So, look, I like that what you just did, man. And I was just trying to call Wilbur on the phone because I wanted him to hear that. But I think it's very important, you know, that we begin to reach out. And whatever I can do to help you in that regard, you know, be on the show, give you as much exposure as I can when you send me information or text me information, because that's how people help me. You know, I wasn't It didn't just happen. You know, it's been like 30 years. But I can't begin, man, to tell you, man, you know, about my blessings, man. You know, and you guys are blessed to be able to be out here and not have to stand and ask for toilet paper.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, because I ain't forgot the toilet paper syndrome.
Right.
You know, when I go over there to South Bay and I look at them, man, they look good. They look good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got their hair all braided up and using them water buckets, man, to, you know, to put up a little muscle, man, so on and so forth like that. But they're leaking, man.
Right.
Because if you don't change your thinking, you're not going to. You might as well tell the sheriff you ain't ready to come out,
That's
man.
That's correct.
Right. So, you know, like, all the songs that you sing, what are some of the favorites? I know you have like a lot of songs, right? But when you do a show, how do you prepare for your show? What songs do you pick?
Well, there are four vocalists in the group.
Four.
Yes, and the youngest I think is 38. So he comes from a generation removed, but he was inside with us as well. He has a fantastic
all
voice.
All four of you guys, the four members, are all, you know, was in 43? Or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All four of us were inside. Mm-hmm. And so we have that history among us. And so when we go to planning, I try to give everybody an opportunity to select two or three songs that they like. Okay. You know, and from their era and like that, and then we bring that whole package together and about the business of developing it.
Yeah, you know, Brother Lil Ward, man, I told him I was trying to get y'all on the show, man. And he was really excited about that, man. So I just want to pass that on to you because, you know, he was up there with us too.
Mm-hmm.
And he took advantage of the BU program. So he's trying to, you know, make his way up in BU because he graduated from that. And I'm always encouraging people, man, to.
Yeah, I think I saw a post from him on Facebook recently.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we got to encourage each other, man. I'm really excited that, you know, you're on my show, man, that, you know, when you get it together, man.
Well, we appreciate all the support and exposure that we can get. We're really trying to, because there is a significant part of the population, older population, that just stays home because they can't relate to anything that's going on out here musically and like that. We want to bring them back out the house and show them a good time.
Well, you know, Triad Veterans League, man, is a group that I formed, man, and I'm really proud of that, man. You know, I can't.
Well, you know, Heyward, we want to thank you, man, not just for having us on your show, but we want to thank you for the last 25, 30 years that you've been involved in doing this work.
Yeah.
You know, you have not just shown up. You've been out there. You've been in it, man. And you stayed the course even when you didn't have that much backup.
Right.
But I'm so glad, man, and the community should be really excited about this station and in this avenue.
You never know, man. I mean, because look, you guys are my guests, man.
Mm-hmm.
You're my guests, man. You're talking about building in the community, man, and using your past experiences to move forward, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's hope, man.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, I was up there. You was up there. Stanley Jones came up in there.
Mm-hmm.
And Stanley, man, you know, like, he brought a program in there. When I got out, man, I made it my business to go to his house, man, every weekend, every Sunday, man. And I watched him, man, and I listened to him. And before he lost his leg or legs, mm-hmm. he taught me how to walk, man. And then because of his diabetes, he lost his sight. But by then, he had taught me how to see, man. So we got the Stanley Jones think tank going to keep people reminded, man, that we cannot allow things such as a quarry or whatever it is, draconian, that they're trying to use to hold us back. We must move forward. Nobody's coming to save us. We got to save ourselves. And you guys, you know, you show that, man, with your music. Even when you was in the slam, man,
mm-hmm.
when they heard that it was going to be a show coming up.
Right.
You dig? That joint right. was filled
right.
up, man.
Right.
Not with just black people.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
That's
and
true.
So we want to, like, do whatever we can as a team to move you in different places and different spaces, man. It's beneficial not just to you, but to our young people, because you talk about young people, man. That's absolutely our future.
Absolutely.
You're talking about our future, man. If we don't have no future, what did the past do for us?
Right.
Man, you don't even know, man. Let me get on here, commercial, man, before I start crying up in here, man.
Are you a veteran, or do you know a veteran who is struggling with housing due to COVID-19? Veterans Inc. can help provide support services, including assistance with rent, deposits, utilities, as well as emergency housing, including hotel stays to eligible struggling veterans. If you or someone you know is in need of services, please call 1-800-482-2565 or go online to www.veteransinc.org.
This again, this is WBCLP 102.9 FM Boston, Boston's The Other Page Radio, brought to you by Triad Veterans League. We've got two members of the original members, founders, if you will, OG, original gentlemen. And I'm going to ask you for your information again, because I know some people just come on and they want to know how to get in touch with you. Once we start kicking it again, they're going to want to get in touch with y'all, man. And I'm going to ask you to hit that little tune again, too, when you get ready, because we want people to know that you are available for bookings, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, check that out so you can hear.
What is your, what? Yeah, give me that information, the phone number.
Jabir Pope, J-A-B-I-R-P-O-P-E.
Slow down. Go ahead.
615@gmail.com. You want to give me yours?
Yeah. Albert Brown, A-J-B-K. 722@gmail.com.
Is there a phone number there? Is there a phone number?
For me, it's 857-385-8152.
I hope y'all wrote that down, because we got some guests here, and they're not a joke. They pay the price.
And for Al?
857-928-1199.
1199. Damn, if I had some money, I'd play that number. 1199.
Okay.
You got to understand, people, that we change.
Mm-hmm.
These brothers are here, you know, as a direct result of prayer and people helping them. There is no way that you can do anything good without God.
I agree.
They was locked down.
Sentenced to die in prison.
Yeah. And here they are today on The Other Page Radio with somebody that was up there with them. You understand? And let me tell you something. It's not easy waking up, man, knowing that the cards was not right. The deck did not have all the aces for us to become who we were supposed to become.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. We live in constrictive lives, man. Take away everything from us, man, and don't treat us right. And we respond to that, and it gets us in a situation, man, where we don't care anymore. And we end up, man, in the wrong places, in the wrong spaces, and get a package, man, that means that we threw. Mm-hmm. Well, it didn't happen here.
You're right.
It didn't happen with me. It didn't happen with these guys who made it possible for me to have some diversion in thinking when I was up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that. And I know everybody that knows that you're out here trying to do what you did in the jail, they really happy about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right? They can't. They not like me, because, you know, I like to write. I'm a writer.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going in the law library, man, in Walpole, man, and meeting a dude out of Tennessee that told me I could help people by learning the law.
Right.
And somebody helped you, gave you a note or two, not just to sing, but to think.
Right.
Come on now.
Absolutely.
857-204-5312. That's for you, veteran, to give me a call, 857 404-5312, because we got to get back on these people, these politicians, and ask them, what are they thinking? You're going to give us $20 million for some consultants to eat up, and you're not going to give us one of them city buildings so that we can have a place to create a model that can be replicated for our veterans, including veterans that are incarcerated that are not getting what they should get from the United States government? The Other Page Radio, my name is Haywood Fennell. I'm a veteran, and I'm going to be talking about that forever.
I hear you.
I'm not going to give up nor give in. There's only one way to do things. These brothers are coming in here today and honoring their community and trying to do some things and raise their cultural value level. We got to support that. We got to be on board. And the only way that we can be on board is I got to get the information from them so I can share it with you.
This is true.
I don't have no problem sharing because I care about my people.
As do I.
I know what happened, black man. I know when they saw you, they didn't see nobody else.
Right.
It happens all the time. I was talking today with some people through the email. We send our children to schools to be taught. What? You must teach your child yourself first, then send them to school.
Right.
None of that quick stuff. Sit with them. And let me tell you something else, folks. You know, I'm not taking the voice from these brothers, but I'm going to get back to it. Let me tell you something. What they were doing in MCI, Post Office Box 43, let me tell you something. That was powerful. Because people in the institution itself, man, they had to be convinced, man, that we wasn't trying to take over the prison. But what they didn't see was we was trying to take over their minds. See, you know, we smart. Black people are smart. And I ain't ashamed to say that. And you guys deserve all the opportunities, and whatever it is that I can do, I'm going to do it.
Well, thank you, brother. Appreciate that.
I'm going to do that. I ain't saying it for me. I'm talking about these people that you just gave your phone number to.
Okay.
You dig? Because we don't trust each other. You know, but that music, break it down.
Right.
You'll break them down, man. They say, I love you, baby. You know, you hit that note on them. Ooh, you know how y'all sing, right? You know. He look at that girl and say, you know, I do love you, baby. You understand what I'm saying? That's what music does. Good music, and that's what you guys been providing us, man. Good music, man. I can't even begin to thank you enough, man, for coming on my show today, you know, and sharing, and I want you to know that you got an open invitation to come back.
It's our pleasure, and we thank you for that. I would like to share with all of those that are in the sound of our voice to keep May 10th open for
the Mother's Day thing, right?
For the premiere of the OGs, which is going to be a Mother's Day extravaganza.
At
Prince Hall.
At the William E. Reed Auditorium, 24 Washington Street.
No, this is going to be at Prince Hall.
That's Prince Hall.
Oh, okay.
24 Washington Street.
Okay.
All right? And so I'm glad that you're going to have that venue. And I'm looking forward to you, you know, being in other places, man, because we're going to get you on our social media. You know, we have that, developing that. We're developing a marketing and promotion strategy that will include organizations like you. You send me the information, we put it out there. You know, you got a clip or some sound or something. You know, we put that out there and with your information on it so that people can be in contact with you. Because that's the way they do that.
Sure.
You know, so keep in mind that we are available to do whatever it is that we can do to move the OGs in the center of what's going on in the city, because we got to do that. It's more to being a Bostonian than wearing a baseball cap.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
We don't own anything. You go down to some parts of town, and I don't need to tell you because you see it. You can't even buy a hot dog.
All right.
And so what I've included as of today is how do we help the OGs and help to promote them. Mm-hmm. All right?
Yes,
because
sir.
Somebody helped you get back out here. And we want you to keep the music playing. What's that song? Let That's the music joke. Play. Yeah. Okay. I don't want to start singing because y'all are joining in, you know. So. But anyway, we want to thank everybody for coming in today and being our guests on the other page. Radio brought to you by Triad Veterans League. And don't forget that I'll be sending an email around to people regarding this $20 million that the governor is supposed to be giving people. I say we need $100 million. We need a school building or school buildings with workforce development. My name is Hale Fennell Sr., and I'm proud to be a veteran, and I'm proud to have these gentlemen on from the OGs. Say your name again, gentlemen.
Well, I'm Jabir Pope.
I'm Albert Shorty Mac Brown.
Well, thank and you, brothers.
Yeah, we are two of four of the members of the OGs.
We appreciate you coming in. God bless you.
Thank you for having us,
thank
brother.
Thank you,
everybody.
Peace.
Okay, man. Yeah. Good stuff. Good. Knock this off. Got that in, man. That's a show, man.